Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you so much for joining us, and cannot apologize enough for our last show with Mercury from Priest. Believe it or not, we're rescheduled for tomorrow night, and he just called me tonight. It's actually Thursday in Sweden now. So, as you know, Mercury called in from Sweden for us, and we had a lot of technical issues, but life has been a little bit crazy lately. And I'm just dealing with it as it goes. So I'm hoping we don't have any issues tonight, as I was telling our guest before we were starting. But I'm thrilled to welcome tonight, and hopefully Mercury tomorrow. He's going on tour, so I'm hoping we could get him tomorrow. Maybe I could do a day thing for him since he's in Sweden. He starts his tour tomorrow. So we'll work that out because I promised him I'd have him on. So anyway, tonight I'm happy to welcome a Jersey boy. I love Jersey guys and anybody from Jersey. We love having Jersey folks on. Mike Montre from the Mike Montre Band. And we've got two new songs coming from his new album. Soul Searching. Hold on, bear with me. I wasn't able to print anything out because, as I said, things have been crazy. Searching for My Soul is the new album. It's coming out in September. Two singles are out, one now and one coming. Mike's going to tell us all about it. And without further ado, Mike Montre, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Well, I was telling you before we got on, I was really enjoying your music, especially I Can't Wait Any Longer. Your voice is... you've got a lot of pain in your sound. Like you sound like when you're singing. I mean that in a good way. I mean it sounds like your lyrics, like, or you're singing. You're really coming from the soul. And I guess searching for the soul, my soul. I mean, does that have any attributes to each other? Your voice and the title of the album at all?
If to properly emote what it is that you're trying to convey, that kind of
very
happens.
Heartfelt. Yeah, it's like heartfelt, painful, like you've been through a lot, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, I guess that's the I'm happy that you're receiving it that way. That means it's getting across
I felt it
the way
for
that
sure.
It should, you know.
For
That's
sure.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. And now you've been touring for what, the last 10 or 20 years at least? How long have you been touring as Mike Montre Band?
This band's been doing it for about, in this kind of incarnation, for about 10 years.
10.
And this band, yeah. And prior to that, I was in some other bands of both my own and that I was just a member of that did a lot of stuff on the road.
Mm. And now you're considered, I don't know who labeled you this, but Americana rock and roll. Do you feel that it's Americana? I just feel it's just music.
I agree with you, generally speaking. I think that the narrative of music genre has been kind of busted open in general, right? I mean, as the years pass and people keep playing different types of music, and then people just keep melding those things into different stuff. So in a way, though, you could make the case that Americana might be the most appropriate way to put it, just simply because it's music and it's made on in America in the influences of other American music. Obviously, those music styles stem from other places as well, but
right.
I don't know if that's – if you look at it, I think Americana got a little bit of a – people tended to view it more on the countryside of, like, roots music sometimes, and there's a little bit of that, but I think it could be a pretty broad thing. But at the same time, I don't know, man. Does it really matter? Like you said, I mean,
no,
it's music.
To me,
you
it
like the music.
That's it. Right, to me, it's music. That's what I'm saying. And when I hear Americana, I'm thinking country as well, and I don't think it sounds like country. That's what I'm saying. But then again, nowadays, country is, I guess, as close to rock as we're going to get at mainstream radio, right? So,
sure,
rock,
yeah.
You know, we don't get rock on regular radio anymore, so it's crazy how the music industry has changed. It's like so many talented musicians and artists don't get the airplay they deserve, you know, on mainstream radio.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a shame.
Yeah, I know.
It's a shame. So now, when you tour, where do you usually tour? I mean, and obviously you toured you play Jersey a lot, but where else are you touring? The whole United States, out of the country?
Well, we've done prior to the pandemic, to the album that came out in like around 2018, we went out and did shows in California and Colorado, Texas, and Michigan, Nashville, so pretty much the U.S., not out of the U.S., but we did all that, and we plan to do some dates for this in similarly, but obviously there's a concentration on the Northeast, you know, you get New York and in New Jersey, you got Asbury Park, is a great music town, and
definitely.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, nice, and I can't get this phone's volume to go down either. I am having such technical issues, Mike. I am the worst when it comes to tech. I mean, I'm an old lady. I'm an old broad, and I just don't know how to do any of this. There we go. There we go. Now leave me alone. We finally figured it out. So now, did this album come together during the pandemic, or is this stuff you've always had in the can and just never got a chance to get to?
No, this one, well, we put out an album we were recording an album in the beginning of 2020, like literally in February. And one of the last things that I did, like the day before they kind of shut everything down, I think it was March 12th or whatever that was.
It was March-ish.
Right. And I was getting the final versions of these songs at the studio we were at that we had done for that record. And we were going to record more songs at that point, but we had only had six of them. And so then the pandemic hit and, you know, everything was what it was. And we decided to put that record out during that time. And so that stuff was then. And then this stuff was post pandemic, I guess, is that a term yet? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like post apocalyptic, but
right.
So yeah, it was after that I wanted to do something different, and I hooked up with Mark Swirsky, who produced the record, and it kind of happened really fast. To be honest, it was started out as I was talking to him and I said, you know, I might want to work with you on this record, because I had sung a version of Fairy Tale from New York by the Pogues, the Christmas song.
That's a great song.
With Helen O'Shea.
Great song.
And asked me to sing it, and he produced it. Yeah, it is a great song. And that's how I met him. And
I was going to ask you, how did you hook up with Swirsky? How'd you two get together? That's what I was going to ask you.
It was from that session where I was brought in to sing that song with an artist named Helen O'Shea, and that song got a really great response. And he, you know, I said, maybe we'll do something together at some point. And it was months later that I reached back out to him and I said, yeah, I got some demos and some songs. And at the time, we were really just going to do like two, maybe three songs just to kind of see how it went. But I had these other tunes, and it just kind of went that way. I pulled the band together, and we were able to get seven songs recorded, and we really were happy with what they were, really happy with what they were. And so I was like, all right, well, let's put this out. I mean, it's why not?
Why not? Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
Now, the song that I have tonight, I was telling you earlier, are I Can't Wait Any Longer and Reno. Are there any upbeat songs on the album, or is everything in the same vein as these two songs?
Well, I mean, I think there's I Can't Wait Any Longer is a little more upbeat than, say, Reno, although the end of Reno kind of picks up. But there's another song similar to I Can't Wait Any Longer, definitely. There's a couple. There's one that's more of a kind of acoustic oriented softer tune, but there's a couple others that are in I guess what you would define as upbeat,
yeah,
so to speak.
Now,
so
now,
yeah,
the rest of the band I'm assuming is from New Jersey as well, or no?
Well, the people that played on this record, yeah, Jen Augustine sings with me, she's New Jersey, been playing with me for a long time, and Duke, the bass player, also been playing with me for a long time. He's a Jersey guy. The guy on keyboards was John Ginty. Now he is from Jersey. I think he currently lives in Florida. He was touring with Dixie Chicks.
Nice.
Robert Randolph. He's played with. He's been out on the road. He was most recently with the Almond Betts band. And pedal steel player Jack Stanton, he lives down in South Jersey, too. He's been all over the place himself. And the drummer on the record is Brian Prokop, and he lives in North Jersey.
Cool.
So, I guess you could say.
How did you get hooked up with Seth Von Paulus mixing it? I mean, he's worked with Pumpkins and Christina Aguilera. I mean, how'd you hook up with him to do the mixing?
Well, that was Mark's recommendation.
Great idea.
I heard some stuff that he did, and I was – well, I'm of the – I mean, if I'm going to hire somebody to produce something, I kind of want them to – do as much of what they would do.
Right.
But, you know, that's the whole point, right? I mean, if, you're
right.
If that's the avenue that he wanted to take, I trusted that. And he did. That was great. I mean, it was a great job. I was impressed with the engineering and the mix.
Yeah,
side,
everything.
Sure.
Yeah, everything about it. I know. Me too. Well, why don't we let everybody hear what we're talking about? Because we're just going rambling on about it. Let's let them get a taste of it, too.
Just sounds great. Yeah, fire
it sounds up. Good to me. This is I Can't Wait Any Longer from Mike Montre from the Mike Montre Band. Searching for My Soul is the new album, and this is the new one that's out now, right, Mike? I mean, you have a video and everything out on this one, or no, just the singles out?
No, it's there. There's a video. It's all there. Check it out. Video
very
is very cool.
Cool.
Check it out.
Yeah. YouTube, I'm guessing. So, guys,
yeah,
so check
yeah,
that
YouTube.
Out. Yep, let's listen to it, and then I know you're going to want to see the video after you hear it. So, again, I Can't Wait Any Longer, Mike Montre Band. Check this out. Very good, folks.
Standing at your back door, I'm looking through your window. You're home now, trying to get in you. Believe me when I tell you, there's nothing that I won't do. Trying hard to hold out, about to start to scream and shout. Too many times
Nice. You know what? I guess it's the rasp maybe that's giving me that. That's coming from your heart, like the pain. Like I don't know. I mean, that song to me is not mellow by any means. It's Reno that more gave it to me. But it's a great hook. I love the keys in it too, and even like the music. Like for me, I never know what. There's so many things for me that can make a song a hit to me. It's either the vocal, the lyric, or the melody of the music, just everything. And that has all, that's got everything for me in there, you know?
Yeah, man, that's awesome. I'm glad, right too. There are a lot of times a song, it has like a hook or like the part that you are drawn to that's not what it was even expected to be.
Right.
When they're making the song, you know, it's always found that interesting. But yeah, it could be any of those things. Right. And that's great that, you know, they're all kind of hitting.
But it's
you.
Got all three for me. It's got the vocal, it's got the melody, and even like the music is a great hook. Like the keys in there are definitely catchy to me, you know, like
sure,
it's
I agree.
The sound
yeah,
of those keys.
We were talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, any inspiration behind that? You can't wait any longer? I mean, what brought that about? What?
I think there's two types of songs. Well, there's a lot, probably more than that. But, like, I tend to kind of answer the question for myself. I think you have narrative, like Reno is a little more of a narrative song about a character that I envisioned and like what he was dealing with, and that kind of spells itself out in the song itself, right?
Right.
So
right.
There's those songs exist. And then there's songs that are less defined. It's a concept, but then it could be applied to lots of different things, right? So it's, I mean, in this case, I think just the overall theme being like, you're trying to connect with somebody on some level, and you don't know how that's going to work out. And that could hit for a variety of different ways, especially in like relationships and stuff like that. So it's that's kind of thematically what it is. But then I think different people hear it and apply it to their own life, and they can do that with the song. Like that, right? Rather than a song that's like maybe more defined as what it is exactly, because that's the story that you're telling, right?
Got it. Yeah, because it just feel the honesty in it. You can feel the honesty. I guess it coming from your voice too. You know, like it just is right there. Everything about it is just right there, and I love it. Are you getting any airplay on it yet? Or I mean, it just came out what July 15th, right?
Friday it just came out. Yeah, it's been getting played on a bunch of stations, internet stations.
Nice.
Wherever it happens, man. Now it's all like, you know, streaming stuff, and I mean, you know, it is. It's but you know, it's getting, the video's been cranking. Tons of people checking it out. So
I got to ask you, with that voice of yours, what's your go-to cover that you do when you're playing live? Well, before you started doing your own stuff, what was your go-to cover? I'm guessing what you know what it is.
Well, I mean, my favorite one, and this probably is not going to be.
Because there's probably a million of them. That's why I didn't want to say favorite.
My favorite one is actually a Bob Dylan song, but tonight I'll be staying here with you, which is one of his more off the national skyline, and we do it as a duet, and it's really cool. We actually did it on a live record that we put out that's on Spotify if you want to check it out. And I just love that song, like, and I wanted to sing it, and that's what it was. Now, when you hear that original song, you would not envision, like, someone that sings like me necessarily singing it. But I actually think that oftentimes those are the best kind of recreations of songs, right? Like rather than maybe it being the obvious choice for someone's voice because it's aligned with who that is.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of, you have these, some of these covers that happen, I find myself drawn to, is because it's like a unique version of the song. Like, and
yeah,
you're like, oh, well, that's a really cool way to do that, you know? And so that's my favorite. But what were you,
well,
what were you going to say? Tell me.
Pink houses.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Right.
I could hear you doing, I could hear you killing pink houses.
Yeah. I could see the voice.
I thought you were going to go Rod Stewart.
People tell me that all
better. Yeah, well, yeah, I could hear Rod Stewart, but no, the Pink Houses was the one I could picture you doing and really jamming out to it, you know, especially at the end. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, I could hear you doing that. You know, so. Oh, but I did love it. I mean, what a great hook, everything about it. So, and now Reno, as you said, was more of a narrative about this character, you said. And any where that came from? Or, and it's so weird. Songwriting is, you know, sometimes they're about, you know, personal situations, and most of the time they're not, you know. So I don't know.
Right, yeah, that which is a good, you know, that's a good, it's good that you bring that up, because I think that the listener oftentimes wants it to be
personal,
that it was their story, right? And it's
right.
Like, and they don't understand that it's usually not. It's just
right.
They want to tell it, and it might relate back to that person's life somehow, sure, but
right.
It's not like this happened to me, ABC, like, and in this way, and. But that's, I think, you know, that's one of the, like I mentioned before, that's one of the appealing parts of both being a songwriter and being a listener of music, is that
right.
You, how does it impact you? Like, and what does that mean to you? And it's so for me, I'm, you know, I think I can relate somewhat to the character that I created in that song at times in my life, but it's not me necessarily.
But the listener may think it's you. You know, that's the whole thing. You know,
of course,
yeah,
right. But
they want it to be. Yep, yeah. Because I know. I mean, songwriting for me, I don't know about you. I mean, if I hear something, like somebody could just say something a certain way, and that'll be a trigger for me, you know, to say, oh, wow, you know, and it has nothing to do with anything. It's just the way they said it or the phrasing of it
or even the wording. Right.
And it just becomes a song. It's crazy. It's weird. I don't know. That's the way I work anyway. But,
no, I think you're yeah, absolutely. That's another thing that is often overlooked, is that phrasing and delivery are, to me, equally as important as, like, the caliber of one's voice when it comes to pitch and, like, tonality. There's, if you think of great singers like Tom Petty, and we mentioned Bob Dylan, that their way of delivering the words is what pulls you into the song.
Right.
And
right.
That's really valuable.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, I mean, you look, I'm not even going to ask your age because it doesn't matter, but how long have you been playing the guitar, and when did you start, and what turned you on to want to actually, you know, when did you realize you were a songwriter instead of a musician, you know, a guitar player?
Sure. Well, to answer that, I got my mom bought me a guitar kind of serendipitously, I guess. I had never played. It wasn't until I was 16. And she just got me this guitar, and I kind of noodled around with it for a little while, but didn't know what I was doing. I met some people who showed me a few things. And then I started getting really into it in my late teens, and to the point where I wanted to study it further, and I started taking jazz courses and jazz guitar and stuff, learned a lot about like music as a whole,
yeah,
and guitar playing as a whole.
Yeah.
And I got totally immersed into it, pulled me in entirely. And I was writing, I wanted to write, it wasn't even that I immediately started to make things up. So that was like right out of the gate. I don't know why that necessarily, right? I guess that's just
we never know why.
Part of the creative outlet, right?
Right,
exactly. But it was just, that was something that I was drawn to immediately upon playing. Like, as much as
right.
I was drawn to trying to learn to play some song that I really liked, I was drawn to just making something up and having that idea. So that was kind of immediate, you know. It wasn't like something that I ever sat down and like decided upon.
Right. And what was the guitar she bought you?
She bought me a Celebrity Deluxe Ovation.
Ah.
If you're familiar, are you familiar with the Ovations? Do you know what
yes,
they are?
Yes. Yes.
They have like the fiberglass back and it's rounded and I still have it. It's a unique guitar. It's actually called the Ovation because Charlie Parker, the great jazz saxophonist, said when it came out that it deserved a standing ovation because the fiberglass back let it like cut through in like the jazz
right.
stuff that people were playing.
Cool.
So that was what she got me. And, I've played many, many songs. I have a variety of guitars at this point, but I still do have that one.
You don't have a million toys yet.
I have a bunch. I just
not a million. You're on your way. You're on your way. I mean, most you know, musicians, that's all they buy, you know, is guitars and equipment, you know, all kinds of stuff. Now, what is that?
That's true.
In the picture that I was given for the one page, is that a Gretsch?
It is. Nice
that's
work.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. It's pretty. I love it. It's a great sound, too. What's your favorite to play now? What, you know, because every guitar has a different sound. You can buy it, you know.
Sure. Well, yeah, I had, for years, I played a Les Paul. For a long time. And actually, it wasn't until... I would occasionally do some stuff. I started using a Telecaster that I did the stuff on this record. A lot of it is the Telecaster. But I wanted, when I got the Gretsch, I was really looking for a certain sound. I play a lot of stuff on acoustic. And I have a Martin and a Gibson. The Martin is my favorite guitar ever that I have the acoustic for. But when I play certain kinds of gigs, like with the band, I like to love to get the sound I want to get out of one guitar if I can.
Right.
And
right.
the Gretsch
right.
has come the closest to that I've ever done because I have it set up with this Mesa Boogie amp that I got that I just really have it. So I'm leaning on that these days.
Cool.
Pretty heavily.
Yeah, and nice color, too. It's a nice color. I love it. Beautiful blue.
It is a cool color, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what did I want to ask you? Now, you were named Artist of the Year by New Jersey Stage. How cool was that?
Oh, yeah, it was a great honor.
Definitely.
Was pretty cool. Yeah.
Nice. When was that, this year, or...?
No, that was when we did the John Strait. It was 19, right? I'd have to go. It was either 2018 or 2019.
Well,
I feel like it was 19. But
doesn't matter when. Doesn't matter when. So, but as long as you were named it, right? So, now
I'd love
for everybody to hear Reno, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's play it. Sure.
All right. Well, this is Reno. When is this? Is this one out yet, or no?
No, this one comes out August. I think it's the 19th, but don't. I'm pretty sure it's the 19th.
Yeah, so
you get a sneak peek, you know.
Yes, yeah, so you're going to get a sneak peek tonight. And then you got, I think, another one before the album is released in September that you're going to release too. Or am I wrong on that?
I think we're just going to put that out like when we drop the whole thing.
Nice.
We did have another song that kind of like will have we'd be somewhat of a single, but I don't think we're going to do it ahead of the record. We'll just put it out with the song, with the whole thing.
Sounds like a plan. All right, folks, this is Reno by Mike Montre, the Mike Montre Band, from the new album Searching for My Soul, coming out in September. Enjoy this one, too. You're going to love this, too. Check it out.
Well, I hit it out of Reno, trying to chase the sun. And I hit a roadside cantina to do the things I've done. Now I'm sitting in a motel with my pants undone. TV screen is static and a pocket full of. They can't find me a way out. How will the mountains disappear?
From your gut and just, oh God, wonderful. I liked it. Is that Jen Augustine on that one too with you?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Nice. She's got a great voice.
Yeah, she's a great singer.
Yeah. Does she sing on all your tracks on this album, or you have other background tracks?
No. She's the other one. Yeah.
Nice. Now, no, when I said background vocal, I meant do any of the guys in the band sing as well on the background vocal?
On this record, no, but like Duke, the bassist, sings some vocals like on some other stuff and live shows. Yeah.
Nice. Now, where are we playing live? Anywhere coming up soon, or are you got any gigs coming up that anybody could come catch you?
Yeah. Our plan here is, we're doing, once the album is released on the 23rd, we're gonna do September 24th at Asbury Fest in Asbury Park,
which is
down by the beach. It's a little festival they put on. We're playing there on Saturday the 24th. And then after that, we're in the process of booking a variety of dates, as I said before, in New York, and Philly, Nashville, and some other spots. I do have some shows between now and then that are more – I do stuff by myself sometimes and sometimes with Jen. So you can check out our website for some of those few dates. But I think the more significant – touring dates for the record are going to happen once we put the record out on September 23rd, and it'll start with that date on September 24th at Asbury Fest.
Very cool. And guys out there, if you, as we were saying, as Mike said, his website is www.mikemontreband.com, and you can contact him at mikemontreband@gmail.com. And if you're looking to book them, where should they go? Should they contact Jen at UE3Promotions.com?
You could do that, or you could email the email you just gave as well. Either way, it'll get to us and our people, and we'll set it up. That'd
Very
be great.
Very nice. And now, is there going to be an actual disc or just streaming?
We're going to press some vinyl.
Nice.
For sure. It takes a while to get that done these days, though, so that probably will be a little behind the actual release, but you could pre-order and stuff. We'll put details on that soon. We got some merchandise coming as well.
Cool.
And, you know, the CD, I mean, I'm sure we'll – it's weird because people used to buy them at the gigs themselves – but even that's like stopping now. I mean, it's just what it is. And you know, I got to be honest with you, I'm fine with it. I like the fact that there's this vinyl resurgence, because I think for the people who really care and want a tangible thing, that's why they're buying it. I mean, they spin it on the record player a couple times, but then they go and listen to music like everybody else. I do the same thing.
Right.
I got a record player, and that's cool. They get to open it up, check it out, and if they're into that, then go for it. But all this other product was, to be perfectly honest with you, it was just a pain for it's having to go to a show with boxes of CDs.
Yeah. Right. You got enough shit to carry. I know.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. It's so I mean, it's I'm okay with it. Who knows? I mean, we might print some just to have at shows.
If people want to buy them and you sign them or whatever, you know. They're always good to have.
Yeah, no, I know. It's true. You're right.
Yeah.
I'll probably
I got to tell you, Mike, I used to feel so bad when I was playing out in the bands, because I would just come with my mic and plug it in. But I didn't unplug and leave. I would help everybody pack their stuff up. I felt, especially the drummer, I felt absolutely horrible for him. So I always helped him out. So,
yep.
You know.
Yeah.
But... So where can folks stream it then? I guess it's everywhere. Apple, I mean, everywhere, right? Everywhere you can download music.
Yeah. It's everywhere. The first single's out there in every possible place you could imagine. The video's on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. And the other songs will be as well. So.
I don't know which one I like better. I think I like Reno better. I love them both, don't get me wrong, but Reno I like a lot. I like them a lot. Because usually when I get music, I listen to, I do like the A&R thing. I listen to like the first 60 seconds, and then I like to listen with everybody else for the first time, you know, so
sure.
I know which ones to pick. So I heard only the first 60 seconds of both of these, and I dug them. And I'm like, to hear them in their completion, I mean, they're just great. My God, they're really good. God, I wish you the best. Well, you don't need any good luck, because you got the talent and you're on your way, and it sounds fabulous. I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
That's great. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Mike, is there anything else you want anybody to know out there before we say goodnight?
No, I think you nailed it. You know, we got it.
Well, that's all we had to do, is let them know what we're doing, and there you go, and where they can get it, and go to the website, again, MikeMontreBand.com, to get those dates where you can see them live, and go check out the music, folks. Listen, if you liked what you heard tonight, I'm sure we're going to love the rest of the album.
I hope so.
Right?
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Well, Mike, It was great talking to you. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you take care, and I'm going to play one of the songs out before when we sign off. I'll play Reno again, because I liked it.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, you take care. Thank you so much. I hope I can catch you sometime.
Awesome. I'd love that.
Excellent. Well, it was great talking to you. Have a good night. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. It was great to talk to you. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Again. Good night.
All right, everybody. Mike Montre. Go check it out. MikeMontreBand.com. Thanks, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Oh, man, good stuff. I love doing this show, getting all this great new music, because, you know, they don't play it on the radio, man. It's horrible that this that the music industry is like this. Somebody's got to do something. I'm telling you. There are so many, talented artists out there. And the music is not getting played on mainstream radio. When is this cyclical thing going to change? The music industry, the music that's on mainstream radio has not changed in the last maybe 15, I'm going to say even 20 years. I don't know. When I say mainstream, I mean like the top songs that are out there. It's all that electronic dance bullshit stuff. I mean, not that it's bullshit, but... You know, you want people who are actually playing the instruments and actually doing the work. And you get all this. It's all done in the studio. It's all done on computer. I don't know. Yeah, I love a live band, so I guess it could be just me. Whatever. So anyway, tomorrow we've got Mercury coming back from Priest. He starts his tour tomorrow. It's actually Thursday in Sweden now, and we have rescheduled for my Thursday, which is tomorrow, the 21st. So I didn't realize that when we booked it. So he was actually on Sunday, and we had a lot of tech issues. So I asked him to come back, but I'm going to reach out to him after the show and see if I could do a daytime thing with him tomorrow, which would be better suited for his time over in Sweden, because I got to get him on. The music's great. So, and who else we got coming up? Like I said, things have been a little nuts lately. We've been taking a little time off to take care of some stuff that we've got going on over here. So I apologize if you guys have been missing us. I miss doing it. So I'm trying to get back into the swing of getting you guys as many shows as we can here. So what do we got? We got Mike tonight. Tomorrow. Now, I'm not sure on the time, but we are going to get Mercury back on from Priest. I promise you. If it's not tomorrow, I'll get him on. I didn't realize his tour was starting tomorrow. And then we've got Richard Curtis, I think, is on Sunday on 24th at 9 p.m. And he's got a new podcast out, and we're going to talk to him. We're going to have a good time with him as well. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Forgive me for being away, and because I try to bring you guys the best that's out there, which I think I accomplished. I mean, listen to Mike tonight. That was great stuff. Great, great music. And again, I mean, you only heard two songs, and the rest of the album's got to be great. I love his voice and hooky stuff. Definitely great, great catchy hooks and he's working with a great producer there. What's his name? Swirsky. I forgot his first name. Is it Mark? Mark Swirsky? I think it's Mark. Mark, right? Mark Swirsky. If I'm wrong, I apologize. I don't have anything in front of me. My computer has had so many issues, and I actually had a plumber here before the show, so I had no time to get anything together. So my apologies to everybody on that. Where is it? I think I have it somewhere. Is it Mark Swirsky? Bear with me. Yeah, Mark Swirsky. And I should have asked Mike if he plans on working with him again. I meant to ask him that, but it's so hot. And I'm locked up in here. And if the air is on, you can hear it. So I'm literally dripping in sweat right now. So so I need to get off and get some air into my body before I pass out from heat exhaustion. So anyway, thank you again to Mike Montre. Pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to speak with you. And definitely a pleasure to hear your new stuff. Loved it. And join us tomorrow. I will check our calendar tomorrow, and I'll let you know the exact time. We'll definitely have to update it. We have Mercury scheduled for 8 p.m. Our time, which is probably, I think, like 1 a.m. their time or midnight their time in Sweden. And so we're going to make sure we get him on tomorrow. So right after I'm done with you guys tonight, I'm going to reach back out to Mercury, and we're going to make that happen tomorrow to accommodate his schedule. So, because that's what I like to do. I want to accommodate you, whoever is coming on and joining us on the show. And I think I got to do a music night. It's been a while. So anyway, we're coming back, I promise. And because I miss you and I miss doing this. I have a lot of fun doing it and I need it. It makes me happy. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the night. MikeMontreyBand.com. That's MikeMontrey. Montre. Not Monterey. Montre. MikeMontreyBand.com to find out more about tour dates, where you could get the album, and the album will be out in September. So, I just wiped a ton of sweat off of my forehead. It's hot everywhere, folks. I know. Well, we're in New Jersey. I think today was 90-something. England, I think, is burning. Everywhere's burning. It's hot. Global warming is not bullshit, folks. Pay attention. That's all I got to say. Pay attention. Pay attention to a lot of things. There's a lot going on. I hope you're paying attention. So thank you again, Mike Montre. Have a good night, everybody. This is Reno by Mike Montre, and join us tomorrow, I hope, for Mercury from Priest. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Well, I hit it out of Reno, trying to chase the sun. I hit a roadside cantina to do the things I've done. Now I'm sitting in a motel with my pants undone. TV screen is static and a pocket full of fun. They can't find me. Parking lot.